For the Beaver Radio Network, Kelly Schultz alongside Jacqueline Casa, a senior out of North Hudson, Wisconsin. And Jack, first of all, you're coming off of a weekend. Unfortunately, your team didn't get any bounces, but you had a two-point game on Saturday. You as a senior, it's always kind of got to be a goal, isn't it, to get some points?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, early in the year, I wasn't finding much success, and hopefully that was just kind of the turnaround game for the rest of the season and keep building off of that.
You're playing alongside Lindsay Featherstone. You guys played together in high school, and then also Paige Beebe, who went to Ham Lake. What's it like? What's been that chemistry between the three of you so far?
Well, I knew Paige before I came in here, too. We played Elite League together on a line and whatnot, and we've kind of all known each other, and especially over the past 3 years with them here, we've, you know, just spent a lot of time together, and they're both really funny and sarcastic people, and it makes it really easy to come to the rink and play with them.
Your team now is in fourth place, tied with Duluth after last weekend. What's kind of the mindset going into this weekend against Minnesota State?
We need to win the games that we know we can win, and it's one game at a time, and this is just another piece in the puzzle, and we just have to worry about ourselves and keep going off of that.
What's got to be fun for you as a senior is every weekend you're playing against these WCHA teams. You might encounter former teammates from your high school days. Do you guys chirp at each other when you're down there on the ice?
You know, I have in the past, but now it's kind of like you just smile and think about, like, oh, this might be the last time I'm going to play them, and we'll see each other in the alumni games and whatnot where we went to high school together and everything, but you just have to remember all the good times that you had, and just remember you aren't going to be able to play this game forever, so make the most of it.
Talk about your experience here at Bemidji State. What got you here originally?
I love the outdoors, love the lake, and I love to be close to home, so I get to see my parents and my dogs all the time, which is really nice. And coaching staff is great. Frick is a great forward coach and makes it really easy to come to the rink.
Well, who's been your favorite opponent over all these years?
You know, I am from Wisconsin, but I'd have to say the easiest team to get up for has either been Minnesota or Ohio. Minnesota, just because you know so many people that live down there, and from where I grew up, it's always been Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota. But since I came here, you know, Ohio's always been a really solid team, and to beat them is always a lot of fun, too.
What's going to be your favorite memory of your time here?
I think when we went down to Duluth my sophomore year and won in Game 3 to go to the final face-off in the playoffs, and that was pretty special, especially being away from our home rink here, and we ended up upsetting them, which no one really expected, and that was really cool to go down there and have that experience.
How close-knit is the senior class? I mean, you guys are roommates, aren't you, most of you?
Yeah, there's five of us that live together, and then the other two live in an apartment, and I mean, all of us spend so much time together, and we all joke around with each other how old we're getting and everything, and how next year we're maybe going to throw a little team together and play some pond hockey in a tournament or something, and I just like to say we're a whole bunch of goofballs, I guess you could say, and we just make sure the energy stays up in the locker room.
Jack, what is your major, and what are you hoping to do after BSU?
I'm a chemistry major with a biochem emphasis, and I have a business administration minor. So next year I'm planning on kind of taking a gap year and just traveling, making sure I can see my sister playing college, because I've never seen her play a college hockey game before, and she goes out east, so that would be pretty special to do. But my ultimate goal is probably to go into medical sales somewhere in the Twin Cities, whether that's traveling for a while I'm young, or finding a job and maybe staying in the operating room or something like that for my career.
That's very ambitious. I know we had a chance to see your sister when we were out east, as far as she came and saw you play. How cool is that to have your sister also playing Division I hockey?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's always been a goal of both of ours. And I mean, I've played with her in the past, and we don't have the greatest of chemistry, which is kind of unfortunate. But no, it's cool to see her, especially when we go out east. She tries to make it to all the games that she can. And just having her in the stands, she's always been one of my biggest fans and supporters. And I kind of owe that to her to do the same next year.
Jack, what's it going to take to beat Mankato this weekend?
We're just going to have to come out hard, work really hard in the D zone, because we know they have some offensive skill, and you know, their power play, they can be very, very good, and we're just going to have to put pucks in the net past Levy, or if it's their freshman goalie in the net as well. They're both very talented, and we just need to worry about ourselves. We can't worry about what they're doing or what the refs are doing, and we just have to focus on ourselves and make sure that we're at the best of our abilities.
Jack, it's been fun visiting with you. Go get some more points, get some more goals this weekend.
Thank you.